Chair, and thank you all participants for your rich contributions, which were very wide-ranging. A lot of questions have been asked about the underlying causes, about human rights violations, and about what to do about it as the international community. Well, you know, although I appreciated all your contributions, I also have been feeling that we've been going around in circles over the past few years. We've been talking about these same issues for a long time. The difference now is, of course, that there is an illegitimate regime in place which makes it all the more difficult. I would like to remind you, and some of you have mentioned this, that there is a report of the Advisory Commission in Rakhine State, and I have it here, which was sent out in 2017 under the leadership of Kofi Annan to identify all the underlying causes of the situation in Rakhine State and to come up with recommendations that were in line with international norms and standards. That's what we did. The NLD government looked at it, but, you know, really didn't do much about it. It had what I would call a tick of the box exercise. But many of the questions that you have asked can be answered by what is in this document. What I would urgently suggest is that the UN takes this document, looks at it in the reality of today, and tries to see how it can be operationalized, what is already being done, what more can be done. And it's a very wide-ranging document with recommendations about, you know, about health, about citizenship, about intercommunal disunity that needs to be increased. And you can go on and on. It's all there, particularly also education. But to take this document and to try to operationalize it, because from these recommendations, you have a wide range of issues for which recommendations that are in line with international norms and standards are already present. Now, in addition to that, I mean, what's important is that the voice of the Rohingya is heard also as part of this exercise that I'm suggesting. And I would like to point you to a declaration that was issued just 2 weeks before the coup. It's a declaration by the diverse and united communities of Arakan, made up of Rakhine, Rohingya, and many of the smaller ethnic communities, who came up with a declaration that they all agreed on, which also needs to be looked at in order to see whether this would help us further. Of course, because it was presented 2 weeks before the coup, it got lost. Nobody has looked at it again. But many important contributions by all of the communities of Arakan are actually available. I think just one point on the question by the International Commission of Jurists. I think on criminal accountability, one thing I would like to see done is that the ICC speed up its preliminary investigations into the enforced deportation from Myanmar to Bangladesh of Rohingya. The ICC has been doing, you know, preliminary investigations for about 2 to 3 years now, and it's high time that it moves this important investigation higher onto its list of priorities. Thank you.